Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The left fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Haynes. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Haynes. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting third. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Zoldak. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Zoldak. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Michaels. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dillinger moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. There goes Berardino. The throw from Tresh to Walesa, and Berardino is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hitchcock settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hitchcock. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. York reaches second base with a double. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. York moves to second. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0 for 1 in the game. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. York moves to third. Tucker moves to second. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. York scores. Tucker scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Michaels moves to second. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0 for 1 in the game. Haynes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berardino. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Berardino steals second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berardino moves to third. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Rudy Yerk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from Moss and he is out, Berardino applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Yerk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yerk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Yerk is called out on strikes. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hitchcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tucker for the out. Two outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-2 in the game. Walesa hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Zoldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zoldak is 0-for-1 in the game. Zoldak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yerk scoops it up and throws to first, with Haynes covering, for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Lehner takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger juggles the ball. That's an error on Dillinger. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-2 in the game. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Michaels moves to second. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to third for the out. Stevens moves to second. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-3 in the game. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Les Moss. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Haynes covering, for the out. One out. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Sam Zoldak. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Haynes covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy, who is chasing the ball. Dillinger reaches third base with a triple. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dillinger scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berardino for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jake Early now catching. Nels Potter now pitching. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0 for 3 in the game. Haynes hits a line drive into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick pinch hits for Billy Hitchcock. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.